If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two. We just had a great conversation. We're just throwing ideas around. We're talking about movies. We're talking about Steve Garvey was too good looking, therefore can't make him a Hall of Famer.
Fact.
Yeah. A lot of these things that you're probably talking about as well. On your way to work or at home with the family. But Paulie said, you know, I got a great idea. What if we ask Paul Rudd? Everybody loves Paul Rudd, right? So Paul Rudd is going to go on a road trip. We'll call it a Rudd trip. And Paul Rudd will then go and just stop at random houses, knock on the door and say, hey, can I stay overnight? Because everybody loves Paul Rudd. You're welcoming him. You have the camera crew there. They follow Paul Rudd across America on a Rudd trip. Yeah, Paul.
That's it. That's the show. And whatever happens, happens. But if Paul Rudd knocks on your door, you're like, Paul Rudd's here.
Hey,
come
Paul.
On in.
Yeah.
Who would invite a total stranger in your house? Like, it's Bill Murray wouldn't do this show, but like Bill Murray could do this show. Paul Rudd is the new version of that.
Yes, for two.
I love that. Think of a Jason Bateman or a Matthew Perry. There's just certain individuals who just... How do you not love that guy and welcome him in and let him do whatever he wants in your house?
Well, Jason Bateman, I don't know about who was it, Matthew Perry?
I just find those guys very likable and it's hard to say a negative word about.
But I would worry if Jason Bateman was coming to your door, like, is there an Ozark situation
right.
going to happen?
Baggage.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's just a nice guy. Hasn't aged. Him and Jason Bateman, I don't know what they're doing, but... They should be looking a little more weathered. Maybe Kevin Hart could do that. Just
yes.
go cross country, knock on the door.
Heart attack. Call the show Heart Attack. He just knocks on your door.
He attacks.
Boom.
He's attacking.
I'll come on the door. You let me in. Let me in. I'll say your ass. I'll say your ass. I'll get you. I'll get you groceries. I'll do whatever you want.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Marv, what?
But could you have like a John Hamm or a Brad Pitt
no.
where your wife would...
No.
Like, I'd do anything I want in your house?
Yeah.
And the wife
yeah.
is like, yes.
I'd be like, oh, go ahead, babe.
Yeah.
This is like a random once in a gajillion check. Go ahead. Have fun.
But then when she says, you know, I'm going to go with Brad.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
And she's going to leave you.
I don't blame you.
You're going to be out there with your son on the front you know, steps waving
yeah.
goodbye to your wife.
See you later. Have fun at the chateau and somewhere in France.
Yeah, Paul.
If I saw John Hamm in my driveway, I'd call 911. I would call a realtor and move. I mean, that's you don't want any part of that.
So. No, you don't. Come on in, stay a while if you're watching on Peacock. I have no idea what's going on today. We started out with my victory lap, talking about Tom Cruise, Maverick, Top Gun. We did it, Tom. We did it. I got you nominated, at least your movie, for an Academy Award. Thought Tom might get nominated. Didn't happen. And then we were wondering about the best action movie that hasn't been nominated for an Academy Award. It wasn't nominated for an Academy Award. Did we decide on Die Hard? No, I said Raiders of the Lost Ark. That, to me, was cinematic genius. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
Okay, I think we sort of all like Bourne Identity, right?
Yeah, love it.
Love it. Which would you rather than Bourne Identity? You could have that whole franchise or Mission Impossible.
Well, do I get the old Mission Impossible or just the new Mission Impossible?
I was thinking just Tom, but...
Oh, Why? I think Bourne Identity is better than Mission Impossible.
Really?
No, I think I think those are great movies.
Mission Impossibles are pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You know, you ever see a movie promoted and you're like, that's not going to work? I remember seeing the ad for or the trailer for Bourne Identity. I said, Matt Damon is an action star? I think we talked about
this. I did the same thing. I'm like,
he was known as kind of a serious-ish actor and not an action guy in any way. I remember when I saw the promotion for Iron Man, I go, Robert Downey Jr. And I'm a huge fan of him as an actor. But I was like, no, that's not going to work.
But then you'll hear the actor who got bypassed. You know, it's like Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. He wasn't, you know, the first choice. It was Eric Stoltz. But then you're thinking, how could they possibly have somebody other than Michael J. Fox for that? Yes, he.
Or like it could be just because, you know, we're talking about him. You know, Paul Rudd, say he went into audition for Iron Man. And they're like, no, but maybe Ant-Man. You could be him. Like, oh, okay. Still cool. I'm still a Marvel guy, but yeah, Iron Man, Ant-Man.
Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle, dp-show. Aaron Rodgers talks about his future, and he has options. Do the Packers have the same options? I'd like to know what the Packers are thinking. Because if you say, God, we hope that he'll agree to a trade, or can we get two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers? Will he guarantee that he'll play for 2 years if we send him to the Jets? Is Jordan Love ready to play? You know, all of those questions that you would have, you would be able to answer them, at least have an idea of how you would answer that. Scott Rowland's going into the Hall of Fame. He's the lone inductee. And when you're thinking about this, you have over 400 voters, I believe, for the Hall of Fame. You have to get 75% of their vote to get into the Hall of Fame. And Scott Rowland was able to do that. Todd Helton played for the Rockies, is on the doorstep there. Billy Wagner had a good showing as well. And not a lot of name recognition, name power coming up next year as well. I think Billy Wagner was somebody different. He threw as hard as anybody in baseball. And I think looking at those, it's hard to kind of quantify the reliever. Hey, look at all the saves he had. Well, you know, saves used to be three innings. You know, that's when you got Goose Gossage would get a three-inning save, or Lee Smith. You know, these guys now, you come in, you're facing, what, one batter? You're facing, you know, you have a pitch count, all of these things. And you're trying to figure out the impact of a reliever. As we move forward, I think it's going to be really hard to like, pitchers are going to be like running backs because pitchers go five innings. They don't complete games anymore. Fewer starts. And you're going to go, you got 187 wins. You're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame like that. Eventually, we will. Running backs. Well, yeah, you don't have 10,000 yards. Yeah, but I got, 400 catches here. It just feels like we're changing the definition of some of these positions. And we've certainly done that with running back. But with pitchers, starting pitchers, good luck trying to get into the Hall of Fame. You know, Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. Verlander's going in. Clayton Kershaw's going in. But it's that next wave of pitchers. They're just not going to have the numbers to show. Yeah, Paul?
The guy, I know it's down the road a bit, that I cannot wait to see how they debate his Hall of Fame, is Jacob deGrom, the former Mets pitcher. He's played for 9 years. There was times when he was clearly the best pitcher in the game. Back-to-back Cy Youngs, top five for Cy Young four times, top 10 for MVP twice. He's 82-57 in his career. His two Cy Young seasons, he was 10-9 and 11-8, a tick over 500. But if you looked at greatness, he had a run.
But how long is great? How long is great enough?
Or would you rather be like average for 15 years?
Well, no, I don't think it's
not average, but like a 13-8 for 15 years, you know, where you don't win any Cy Youngs and compile 150 wins. It's weird. DeGrom had greatness. Wrong team.
Yeah, but, you know, a running back can be great, as Terrell Davis pointed, you know, proved that, you know, 5 years. That's it. Is Jacob DeGrom great for 5 years? Is that enough of a sample size would be, I guess, my question that I would have. Because there was, like, do you have to be the best in your sport at some point? if you're going to be a Hall of Famer? Because that's unfair to say with all the football players or all the baseball players or basketball players. I mean, Eli Manning was never. He was never the best Manning quarterback in the family. But he's going to be a Hall of Famer. All right. So, Scott Rowland, congratulations.
Hey. Hey, Scott. Yeah.
Come on, Scott. Here you go.
Little bingo.
Yeah.
Right. Little bingo, babe.
And Fred McGriff is going to go in with the Veterans Committee.
Crime dog.
Yeah,
crime dog.
All right, crime dog.
All right, let's get it.
It's the instruction video for you.
Best commercial ever.
I'm being told Raiders of the Lost Ark nominated for Best Picture, but didn't win.
So that means they're off our list. We got to take them off. It's movies that were not nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
Shockingly, Die Hard, not nominated.
Okay. Chariots of Fire won the year Raiders of the Lost Ark nominated. Oh, it was just a bunch of English guys running in slow motion on the beach. But it was a true story.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that the song from that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Did that win Best Song?
Probably.
Did they even do that Oscar back then?
I don't know who that was.
Oh, I can guess the band.
Was it a band?
Marvin, you want to spoil it? Or you want to play Guess the Band?
Was it like Vangelis? Or?
Vangelis.
No!
Good for you.
I was going to say Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh. Good guess.
I was going to go Van Halen, but Vangelis, yeah.
Would have been better.
Yeah.
Eddie actually did that with his guitar. That whole
song. Oh, well, he probably could have.
Yeah.
As genius as he was. Man. Also, a friend is pointing this out, that Billy Wagner broke his right arm twice, so he had to learn to throw left-handed. And then he ended up throwing 100 miles an hour left-handed. When he was little, he broke his arm twice, and then he learned to be a left-hander.
That's crazy.
Well, he threw 200 miles an hour with his right hand, right arm, but only 100 miles an hour left-handed.
Still respectable.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Jordan in California. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hey.
Morning. Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 510-175. Hey, wanted to just talk about the Hall of Fame and kind of Scott Rowland getting in. Mm-hmm. I'm a diehard Giants fan out here in California. Thoughts on guys like Tim Lincecum and Jeff Kent? I mean, to me, Jeff Kent and Scott Rowland are equal, if not Kent being better. And Kent's not even close, and Rowland gets in. And the last point I wanted to make is how Rowland gets 10% of his votes first ballot and then eventually gets in. It's just his stats didn't change. I don't understand how that all works.
Well, you know, you can only vote for a certain number of players, candidates, and probably when he first got in, nobody thought he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Therefore, you're not going to cast your vote for him. And, you know, we get caught up in who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, who's not. And Scott Rowland, certainly not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Jeff Kent, you want to put Jeff Kent in? Absolutely. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I'm probably more lenient, you know, when it comes to the Hall of Fame. But it goes back to what I've said many, many times on this show. There's certain players who are in the penthouse, and then there are certain players on the third floor and the second floor and the first floor. Well, Scott Rowland's on the first floor. He's not Babe. You know, he's not Lou Gehrig. All you got to do is get in the building.
Right.
That's it. I don't care. Just get me in the building. You want to put somebody above me? That's fine. I just want to be in the building. Michael in Wisconsin. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Love the movie talk. All-timer for me, The Wolf of Wall Street. Paulie, need your assistance on this, but I don't think it won any awards. And I think it's way more deserving than Top Gun Maverick, so I'm Team Seton on this one. Side note, Margot Robbie.
Robbie,
that
yeah.
Film.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. But we're talking about getting nominated. Wolf of Wall Street had to get nominated. Michael Douglas, didn't he win the Academy Award?
No, that's Wall Street.
Oh, Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, Wolf of...
That's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He got some MTV movie awards.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something shocking?
Yes.
Shocking.
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street is 10 years old.
Oh.
Wow. Not to ruin everybody's day,
happen?
But yeah, no kidding. I'm like, oh, what? That came out like 3 years ago, right?
I was not thrilled with it.
Me either.
Yeah.
I was not thrilled.
It was good, but it wasn't great.
Margot Robbie was great.
Jeez.
Yes, she was.
She could read the phone book.
You want to be friends with me? We're not going to be friends.
Okay, Wall Street. Do you think it was nominated or was Michael Douglas nominated? Or
both. Both.
Checking.
Yes. I thought Wall Street was great because of Michael Douglas. Yes, Eden. Oh, what? Are you going to say Wall Street wasn't a great?
Don't do that.
Seton is downplaying Wall Street.
You know what scene in Wall Street is my favorite?
You were not mature enough to understand Wall Street at the time.
No, you know what the problem with Wall Street is? Everybody took that as like, yes, this is the way we should be living.
Oh.
And?
Yeah.
I tried to find a Daryl Hannah. Yeah. I couldn't.
The best scene in Wall Street is when Daryl Hannah is redoing the apartment for him.
That is horrible.
They're putting the stencils up of the marble and brick everywhere. Yes. She's like, no, this goes over here. Do that.
You're right. That was horrible. She should not have been in that movie.
That is so hilarious, that scene.
Yeah.
Especially because she's half fish. So it's kind of weird how she was.
No, she wasn't. That was Splash. That was
Bocce
different
balls.
Movie. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Wall Street, Michael Douglas won Best Actor for that movie.
Yeah.
That's just nominated. It did not get nominated for Academy Award. Ooh. It won the Faroe Island Film Festival, though. Best.
Prestigious.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Faroe.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed works. So I wrecked Heldar paper because it's wreckable.
You don't sound like him.
I don't sound
like him. No, you don't.
That was a good line, though.
Is that the line from the movie?
Yeah.
You're Michael.
Wall Street?
Greed is good.
Michael
is
Uglis.
Oh.
Uglis.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
You know, you talk about Hall of Famers,
yeah.
and you say someone's a movie star or not. When Michael Douglas walked into our studio at age probably 73 or 5,
yeah.
Me, Seat and I were saying that show, I go, we're like, that there is a movie star.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he walked in a beautiful suit. His hair was perfect. I was like, is he shooting a scene today?
But also, we're thinking, why would that guy lower himself to come into our studio?
That's exactly right. Why is he here?
Still wondering that.
And he filled out a bracket for us for our celebrity bracket challenge for March Madness.
I know. Yeah, Marv.
How many actors are actually movie stars and great actors simultaneously?
Ooh. I think Douglas is right there.
Oh, yeah. He's a movie star.
Yeah. And a very good actor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a big time.
Like, what do you think his house is like?
Like size or decor or
like, I feel like I couldn't imagine him just based on the way he looked that day in the suit and everything. Mm. And that when he wakes up, does he just throw on some like flannel pajamas? I just couldn't see that.
Oh, you think he wakes up and he looks that great?
I kind of think he wakes up like that. Yeah. And then he like throws on a suit and it's like, it goes down, gets some breakfast.
Like, hi, Catherine. Hi, Michael. Oh. Yeah. Paul.
Him getting her proves he's a movie star.
Yeah.
Remember you started asking him about like high school and he's into sports. He goes, I was into cars. He talked about like the car clubs he was in. He was having a blast. That was a fun day.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big in the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, counting down to Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. And if you're not a new customer, you can feel the thrills of the conference title games with stepped-up same-game parlays. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout. Boost your winnings. Each leg, you can add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. New customers bet $5 on the conference championship games. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With the code Patrick. Fritzy.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, mbusa.com. Seton, results of the poll question so far, and then we'll get to our good buddy, Herm Edwards.
Well, it's a little snarky, but I put up Aaron Rodgers is currently best as a quarterback or media personality.
Oh,
he's generating so many headlines.
Okay.
I think the results might be snarky, too, because 57% of the audience say he's better in the media.
Okay. Herm Edwards, football analyst, back with the mothership. He's on a variety of shows, SportsCenter, First Take, and he has had a coaching career that spanned more than 30 years, now back with the mothership, where he worked there for nearly a decade. Herm, the important question to start out, your favorite action movie of all time is what?
Well, I said, and it's probably two of them. I'm hedging my bet, but I said the Gladiators are one of them, obviously. That was an action movie for me, right?
All right. Russell Crowe?
Yeah, with Russell Crowe. I kind of like that one.
All right.
Die Hard, any Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis, all right. I'm all in. I'm all watching. Right.
Yeah. Favorite football movie?
I Remember the Titans, Denzel. Yeah,
Are you watching as just a fan, or are you watching with a critical eye of having played the sport and coached the sport?
Dan, kind of both. But, you know, a lot of it just reminds me of Remember the Titans, obviously, of growing up, you know, starting football, playing football. Back then, it was a little bit different than now, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, athletes are a little bit different now compared to the era that I played in.
If people are just listening on radio, Herm looks like 40 footballs behind you. The most important football, the most valuable football that you have behind you is which one?
Oh, Dan, that's hard. I'll say this. And I know you're in LA, so this one right here, personal, not team-wise, personal.
First interception, September 25th, 1997.
Yep, and you see what team?
The Rams.
Guess who the quarterback was, Dan?
Joe Namath?
Joe Namath! You'll love this. I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie, Dan. We're going back to LA. You know, Dick coached for UCLA. I'm a California guy. Watch Joe Namath win a Super Bowl in 68 when he's running through the tunnel, you know. And now I'm playing against him with the Rams. And about midway through the first quarter, he audibles. And he kind of looks my way. And Harold Jackson's the wide receiver, number 29. And I'm going, uh-oh, he getting ready to come at me. And so he throws a go route. I intercept it and take it to the sideline and get it taped up. We're walking after the game's over up the tunnel way. And there's some veterans walking with me, and I'm going, you think if I gave this ball to Joe, he'd sign it for me? They said, don't do that, Rook. Don't do that. But that's the ball. That's one of them, obviously.
But
and the next one.
But Herm, they do that now. You know, they're asking Tom Brady to sign.
His graciousness was unbelievable. But when I saw that on television, I said, good for Tom Brady. I should have got my ball signed from Joe.
Well, Joe will do it now.
Oh, yeah. No. When I first was hired at the Jets, he came by, obviously, and we laughed about the story. I told him the story, and we laughed about it. But I think the second – I don't know if the first ball, second ball – but the championship game we won against the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl obviously was very important.
We're talking to Herm Edwards, analyst for the Mothership. A couple of things to talk to you about. Let me start with Mahomes' injury with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Of what you know about that injury, what is Cincinnati's game plan, or does it change at all with Mahomes?
Well, it's going to change somewhat. I mean, his ability to create plays and extend plays are a little bit hampered. But he can still play from the pocket. I mean, that game that he was injured, Andy obviously did a great job of keeping him in the pocket. And I think if you're Cincinnati, knowing that he can't extend all those boots and waggles they like getting on the perimeter, that's not going to be part of the deal right now. So if you're Cincinnati, you got to rush him from inside. You got to bring pressure from inside, whether it's linebackers, whether it's a nickelback coming inside, whether it's some stunts by the defensive line, and get him off his spot. And make him move on the ankle. Now, you know, he's a great baseball player. So he's unique in the fact that he can just throw with his arm, right? I mean, there's a lot of plays he throws off platform. That's his baseball ability right there.
Would you have a problem with what happened on the sidelines? If you were coaching the Bills with Allen and Diggs, what role would you play in that?
Well, basically, I would tell Diggs that he's an emotional guy. And those receivers are all the same, aren't they? The history of them. I always tell them this. I know you're always open. You're like 7-11. Get you the ball. I get it, right? But I would have told him after the game, I said, look, man, we got to handle it this way. We're in a playoff game or even a regular season game. You know all cameras are on us. Our quarterback's struggling right now. Your partner. Rather than to stand in front of him, go sit beside him on the bench and ask him this question. How you doing? Give me the ball, man. I can help you. Help him that way. Don't draw attention to yourself and then have to worry about after the game. Now I got to explain all this. You know, I'm not a loser. No one's a loser. This is not a losing football team. They played a tough game, played a game basically where Cincinnati was. Look, if you watch that game, Dan, I know you did. That game was over in the first quarter. And I say this, they were averaging almost 6 yards an attempt on first down. You got no chance to win that game. You can't stop. Think about that. Every time you turn around on first down, you're making 6 yards. Well, you're in second and four, second and three all day. They had 30 first downs. You got no chance to win that game. I knew that in the first quarter.
And we don't think of Cincinnati as a physical team, but they out-physicaled Buffalo. In Buffalo, in those conditions.
They really did. And for the life of me, and Coach McDermott, I know he's kind of addressed it. They got to run the ball, but run it without the quarterback. Dan, you know, we're about the same age. We won watching football, playing football all our life. When is the last time? I can't even recollect. They've always had a running back, the Buffalo Bills. O.J. Simpson, Thurman Thomas. Oh, they've always had a great runner. You mean to tell me you can't have a running back? You have to have a running back in Buffalo. That's part of the deal.
Well, and then you look at the Cowboys. They got two running backs. To me, they only got one. They got Pollard.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They got one.
Like, you got to move on from Zeke Elliott, right?
He's done. He's in the five-yard line to give him a touchdown and keep him happy. Yeah.
But if you look, let's troubleshoot Dallas moving forward. Is Dak Prescott a great quarterback?
He's a quarterback good enough. Can he win a Super Bowl if he's surrounded with players?
Okay.
Look, I say this. Look at the last 10 Super Bowls, the 20 quarterbacks that have participated in that. All of them weren't Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, right? There have been guys that the team wins Super Bowls. When you have a quarterback, obviously, he's the X factor. But most teams, let me ask you this, Dan. There's 32 quarterbacks in the National Football League. How many of them are Hall of Famers? There's not 32 of them. And teams get to the Super Bowl without this Is Matthew Stafford a Hall of Famer? Maybe right there, maybe. Probably some people would say, yeah. But you think about this, Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, we can go on and on.
But is the Cowboys roster good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No, no, it's not. They need another runner. They need another receiver to help this guy out. He's good enough. Here again, but in playoff competition, the Dallas Cowboys have always found a way to not play in the moment. That's their problem. When do you, they talk about the star on the side of their helmet when it's bright, when the bright lights hit, right? We see a guy in LA doing it all the time. Lost last night, LeBron James. The stars show up in big moments. That team has not done that.
Is Mike McCarthy the right coach?
I think Mike's fine. They won 24 games the last 2 years. They actually won a playoff game this year.
Yeah, but they beat Tampa. They beat Tampa. That doesn't count.
I understand. Did anyone think they were going to beat San Francisco?
They could have beaten them. If Dak plays an average game, Herm, they can win.
I agree if he doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of quarterbacks in playoff games. Hey, Josh Allen turns the ball over. We're not getting rid of Josh Allen.
Well, who would you rather have? So Josh Allen or Dak Prescott?
Well, you want Josh Allen, obviously. Okay. But you could win with Dak Prescott. Look, the 49ers are going to win with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Biggest concern you would have for Brock Purdy. Now, so being a defensive-minded guy, here he is, big stage. He's yet to lose. Didn't look great last week. Now what do you do? What's the game plan for the Eagles against Brock Purdy?
Get a two-score lead. Make him play from a deficit where he has to go back and throw.
Yeah, but you got to get a two. You got to get two touchdowns against that defense.
But and that has been the formula of Coach Shanahan. The kid is never under duress because he's going to run the ball. He's going to manage the game for him. He's going to make sure he gives him some passes that he can complete, and the defense keeps him in the game. See, and that's what's great about how they're playing. He's never been under stress to say, you know what, it's the fourth quarter, I'm down two scores, now I got to go back and throw. We haven't seen that because they protect him.
What would you do if you're running the Packers?
Oh, boy. That's a stormy romance at best, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And Aaron Rodgers has a way. Look, we're in a championship game. We're talking about more than Aaron Rodgers and the Dallas Cowboys, and we're talking about the four teams that are actually playing a championship game. How about that? Look, if they think the other guy is the guy.
But you have to know by now, Herm.
I think they know.
You think Jordan Love is the future for Green Bay?
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers is kind of sounding like if he doesn't get his guys back, he's trying to be the GM and the coach, right? You just need to play quarterback. If you want to leave, just say, I'm going to leave. This is kind of the Brett Favre scenario all over
again. I know.
Right?
But I would, how about that organization? If I could move on, if you said we can get two first-round picks and he is going to go someplace and we get out from underneath all of this, turn it over to Jordan Love, we may take a step back. But we're probably going to take two steps forward eventually if we and they draft really well. Packers very good, and I would move on in a second. No emotion attached to it. It's a business decision.
Agree. It is business. And you know, when you think about that division, the Lions are in it. They had the best division record. They were 5-1. The Vikings were 4-2. Green Bay was 3-3. So it all to me starts in the division. And 3-3 ain't good enough. And if you just bring those same guys back, I don't know if you get anywhere. You know, you're right. I would probably go in another direction because, you know, the problem with Aaron is it seems like he's year to year.
Yeah.
You can't keep living this way. Mm-mm. As an organization.
If I gave you an expansion team and I said you can have Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, or somebody else, but you can't have Mahomes.
I can't have Mahomes?
No, you can't.
I would take Burrow.
Okay.
And he reminds me a lot of Joe Montana with his accuracy, with his poise in the pocket. And here's the one I really like. He has a catchable ball. A catchable ball. Mm. And when you watch that Buffalo game in those conditions, I mean, he has touch. And, you know, and he doesn't wow you, but he's just, he knows how to operate. He does a great job of processing the information, getting the ball out. Everybody talked about his offensive line. They were worried about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I said, let me tell you something. They're making 6 yards on first down. He ain't going to have to worry about holding the ball. The ball's coming out.
Did you have any success against Montana?
Yes. We did. And then Joe came to us when I was in Kansas City, if you remember, with
Marcus. Oh, that's right. Allen, yes.
When I was on that staff with Marty. How about this staff? It's Marty Schottenheimer. It's Bill Cowher. It's Tony Dungy. It's Bruce Arians. We were all on that staff. And that's the one. And you'll remember the game. Yeah. You'll remember the game. This was the team we had Derek Thomas and all those guys. We get Joe Montana. And I can remember when we getting Joe. I call him Joe Legend. I told the players, I said, you know what? You guys are stars. Joe Montana shows up. He's a celebrity. There's a difference. You guys are stars. He's the celebrity of the group. So we're playing. We get to the championship game. We go to Buffalo. They knock him out in the second quarter, and we lose. The Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl.
You guys had so much talent.
You remember that team.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Christian Okoye, Barry Word. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nigerian nightmare. Where is the Miracle at the Meadowlands football?
Where is that thing? Where is that thing?
Oh, so you do have that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. That's first touchdown. Where is it at? It's
So Joe Pisarcik hands off to Larry Zonka. Zonka wasn't expecting the ball, and Herm picked it up and took it back. Eagles won 19-17.
There it is.
First NFL touchdown. You didn't ask Joe Pisarcik to autograph that, did you?
Listen to this. Dan, you're going to love this story. So the next year, Joe comes to Philadelphia as the backup quarterback. He's going to back up Jaws. So imagine this. The locker room was downstairs. We're all in the locker room. And we're knowing he's coming down there. They called the equipment guy. Joe's coming down. So all the whole team gets around the door before the door opens. We're all standing there. And Jaws is standing next to me. And that's Ron Jaworski, for all those guys that know who Jaws is. That's Ron Jaworski.
Yeah.
And when Joe walks in with Dick, Jaws has the ball, a football, and he drops it on the ground. And he hollers out, play it again, Sam. I pick up the ball and give it to Joe.
Now, you spike the ball when you score.
Oh.
So how'd you get it back?
One of the ball boys, you know, I'm not thinking because, you know, I throw it down. And then at the end of the game, I go, I should have kept that ball. And one of the ball boys, he said, Herm, I got the ball. I said, oh, that's good. Thanks. I wasn't even thinking. And here's the crazy part. Yeah. So I spiked this ball, right? Dick Vermeil's on the sideline. Imagine this. He's got his back turned. He's with Jaws and Harold Carmichael and all those guys saying, if we get the ball back, we're going to do this play, this razzle-dazzle.
He misses the play.
He doesn't even see it. The players are running off the bench. He grabs one of the players, and they say, he says, where are you going? He said, Coach, Herm just scored a touchdown.
I'm glad you're back at the mothership. Always great to talk to you, Herm. Thank you very much.
Anytime, my friend. God bless you now.
All right. Herm Edwards, ESPN football analyst. Remember we had him on during COVID, and he was still at Arizona State, and he was just full of energy and stories. He was a great storyteller. Great storyteller. All right, let me take a break. Peter King's going to join us next hour. Pete's got some more details on Aaron Rodgers, the contract, what the Packers could be asking for. Are you going to send him to an AFC team if you're going to trade him? So Pete will join us in about a half hour from now. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the miracle at the Meadowlands, Eagles, Giants, and all the Giants have to do is get into what we refer to as a victory formation. But back then, they didn't just surround the quarterback and you take a knee. Joe Pisarcik tried to hand the ball off to Larry Zonka, and Zonka wasn't expecting it, bounces on the ground, Herm's a defensive back, picks it up, goes in for a touchdown. Miracle at the Meadowlands. Then he spikes the ball. I was surprised that he got that ball back. But a lot of stories there. He's fun. By the way, Brock Purdy is the fifth rookie quarterback to start a conference championship game. Anybody want to guess what the previous four did record-wise? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say every one of them lost.
Bloop.
Yay. Bloop. Still a great accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Let's not take anything away from this.
It's just nice to be nominated.
All the way to the big game.
Yes. They're like us, 0-4, completing 50% of their passes, four touchdowns, nine interceptions.
We're 0-5, though.
Okay, Todd.
Am I rubbing it in, or is that
a little bit? It hurt. It still hurts.
It does hurt.
It does hurt. It hurts me.
Now take it easy, man.
Yeah. We just sent in our tape, didn't we? Or do we? Don't we have to put our tape together to send in for the sports Emmys?
There is like a cutoff where there's some content that spills over to 2023 that can be included.
Oh.
So the cutoff is in a couple weeks.
Who's the one putting the tape together?
Mario.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've been nominated the past few years.
Has he done it all the previous 5 years?
I think definitely the past 2 years, Mario has spearheaded this effort.
Okay. So he's good enough to get us nominated.
Okay.
But not good enough to get us a victory.
Well, that might be in our hands.
No, no, I'm not taking any blame.
Oh. He's the chef. It's, we provide him the
groceries.
Yeah.
So it's his
yes.
edit. Okay. Keeps costing us.
Going to blame him. Alexander in Iowa. Thanks for holding, Alex. What do you have for me today?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Just great conversations today. Just two thoughts real quick. Number one, third floor admission for Roger Craig in the Football Hall of Fame. But the reason why I called was a landing spot for Aaron Rodgers, which nobody's talking about. It's the worst division in the NFC, has a good running game, good defense, don't know their cap space or their draft capital, but the New Orleans Saints.
Well, I don't think they're going to trade him to an NFC team, Alex. I think there's been some dialogue about that, that if you do trade Rodgers, you send him to the AFC. But we'll talk to Peter King about that. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. As we mentioned, Rodgers talked about his future, sort of. He said everything is conjecture right now, talking to Pat McAfee. Clippers rolled the Lakers. And, you know, every time I watch the Clippers, I think they should be challenging for a title. But they don't feel threatening, even though they are. Yeah. Yes, Amar.
It must be nice to be the Clippers. There's really no pressure
on
them. If they don't win,
they're two games over 500. And then you watch them and you go, okay. Yeah, Amar.
And they kind of did the exact same thing the Lakers did. They got a big-time free agent, and then they traded away tons of picks for a secondary star.
Yeah. LeBron now has scored 40 against every NBA team. He will end his career the all-time leading scorer and probably third or fourth, I believe, in career assists. Yes, Paul.
It feels like when Kawhi Leonard starts a game, it's an occasion.
It is. But what we do not, if he played for the Lakers and Anthony Davis played for the Clippers, nobody would talk about Anthony Davis missing games.
There's no doubt. When they tease games like TNT and the other networks, NBA TV, they say Kawhi Leonard in the starting lineup tonight. Not that he's not in the starting lineup, because that would be...
That's where you have to have Paul George in the promo, because you're not sure if Kawhi Leonard's going to play. It'd be like, and hey, is Kawhi going to play? We don't know. But it feels like he gets a hall pass because he plays for the Clippers. And if he played for the Lakers, he would get roughed up. Yes, Eaton.
That would be different.
Yeah, it would.
That would be a different story.
Yeah. But it's you play for the Lakers, you play for the Cowboys. The rules are different. If Dak Prescott was the quarterback for the Vikings and Kirk D. Cousins was the quarterback for the Cowboys, well, we do rough up Kirk D. Cousins anyway. But if Dak played for the Vikings, you'd be like, all right, he's pretty good. You know, some decent numbers there. With the Cowboys, it's... What, Todd?
If I heard correctly, I think street clothes is supposed to be back for the Lakers tonight.
Whoa. No.
I'm taking shots.
Yeah, look at you.
What you do?
Taking shots.
Best ability is availability. Sorry. Needs to be said.
What was the half man, half... What did Barkley call?
Half man, half a season?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's a burn.
That is a burn. That,
street clothes.
Half? Straight clothes.
Dang
around. Yeah. Josh in Colorado. Hey, Josh, what do you have for me?
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Josh.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
First time, long time. 5'10", perennial average 170.
Yeah.
Wanted to get your take on Coach of the Year. I saw that the top five nominations came out. I'm from Colorado, but I'm a Minnesota Viking fan. Pretty shocked that KOC wasn't involved in this.
It's like we never bought into he had those victories, but you know, we didn't believe them. Like they're not real. And he did do a great job. Brian Daboll did a great. I mean, who won Coach of the Year last year? Anybody remember? That's why I don't get too caught up in this. I mean, Doug Peterson did a wonderful job. There's probably seven or eight coaches you could give it to. Final hour on the way. Peter King will join us to discuss Aaron Rodgers' future. One more item as we close out hour two. Tire Rack is coming to the rescue. Yeah, you need tires? This is the place to go. Actually, they'll come to you. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office, installs them on site. Ultimate convenience, a game changer there. They've got all the great tires, the full lineup of Hankook tires, test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, also free 2-year road hazard protection. Nails, screws, potholes, all covered. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a couple of questions, and then you're going to get a personalized tire recommendation in a couple of minutes. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.